All right, Fox News seems to have no plan to tone down their rhetoric. I want to show you all a few clips that perfectly illustrate the problem we now find ourselves in. 24 hours ago, conservative commentator Charlie Kirk was killed at Utah Valley University. The FBI's manhunt has been wide-reaching, but they've only turned up, you know, a few results. We have photos of the suspected shooter, but they haven't found him or traced him down at the time I recorded this video. Over the past 24 hours, we've seen liberal commentators online, Democratic politicians, people across the aisle condemning this, except one side has been continuing to escalate in a disproportionate manner. Over and over, we see MAGA Congress members go on Fox News and drop escalatory rhetoric, carpet bomb our Twitter feeds and our TV feeds, saying the Democrats did this and they need to pay. I do want to point out, we don't know the ideology of the person who did this. This person is currently suspected, but the FBI has already detained and released multiple people that were falsely suspected. If this kid were the suspect, he has an American flag t-shirt. Maybe he was wearing it to blend in. Maybe we don't know. There's no reason to speculate at this moment. But the president of the United States, Fox News hosts, conservative politicians are all instantly speculating. Before we dive into Fox News, I want to show you this clip of the conservative political action chairman, Matt Schlapp, rage quitting an interview with NPR. This is not getting enough attention because NPR very lightly asks Matt Schlapp if he will condemn political violence across the aisle, and he gives an okay answer, but then they start to talk about the Minnesota lawmakers who were shot a few months ago, and Matt Schlapp seems to be almost shaking before he ends the call and says that NPR deserves to be defunded. And this is what I said at the beginning, this is the problem that we now face. CPAC chairman Matt Schlapp, who's also friends with Charlie Kirk and Donald Trump, essentially melts down and quits the call because it was suggested that, hey, maybe violence occurs on different sides as well. What about the Minnesota lawmakers? What about Shapiro being firebombed? Maybe we should condemn it on all sides. And that pisses him off. Let's listen to this, then we'll hop over to Fox News.
What I would encourage everyone to do is fight like heck in politics. You know, push for what you want. But at the end of the day, there's got to remain some respect for those that you're fighting and an understanding that they're doing what they think is right too. And the other thing that needs to happen is, quite frankly, people in the media, we need to stop villainizing people. You know, people have ideas and you know, might not like them. There's a lot of people whose ideas I think are abhorrent. But, you know, would I help them change their tire if they were on the side of the road? Hope I would.
But, you know, on Newsmax yesterday, you called on leaders of the left to stop normalizing hatred and violence. Are you also calling on leaders of the right to do the same?
Everyone should stop doing that. But the only difference is in the age of Trump is that, there has been a outrageous commentary that goes on. It isn't stopped.
2 months ago, two elected Democratic state officials and their spouses were shot in Minnesota by a man who had a hit list of 45 elected Democrats he intended to kill. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband attacked in his home. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's official residence set on fire. This would seem to be an equal opportunity problem, right?
I'm not sure it's equal, but I think there were examples on both sides that are repugnant. But I just want to look. I want to chastise you a little bit here. Mm-hmm. Someone who's very close to my family and to the conservative movement was assassinated yesterday. We haven't seen really anything like this. Somebody who's not even in elected office. I don't think this is the right moment for you to say to me that I am not sufficiently concerned about violence that happens from anyone. I think this is a moment to reflect on the life of a young man who made a big difference. And a lot of people are mourning it.
Yes.
And it is the wrong time for you to start assigning blame and to say I should have better commentary.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
I can understand why you're getting defunded. This is outrageous.
I'm sorry.
This young man deserves some thoughtful appreciation this morning. He's the father of two children.
And we certainly are giving him
that. And you're turning this into...
No, I think we're certainly giving him the attention he deserves. And this is NPR News.
Okay, so Matt Schlapp, who is a grown-ass man, essentially rage quits and ends because he can't handle simple questions. Now, I understand if you're grieving, absolutely, but if you're grieving that hard, don't agree to do PR hits in the first place. And if you are going to, then you should be able to just say both sides commit violence. And he does end up implying that earlier on, but then he says, how dare you try to say I should place blame on one side? And the NPR host points out, I'm just repeating your words back to you. Yesterday on Newsmax, you said the left needs to tone it down. So I'm seeing if you apply that equally. And he did not like that. He then said, that's why you deserve to be defunded. You know, when asked this question, Elizabeth Warren had the best answer. She was asked, you know, are Democrats to blame at all for this? She said,
oh, please. Right. Why don't you start with the president of the United States? Right. And every ugly meme he has posted and every ugly word.
Very well said. Just a week ago, he posted a meme, an AI image of Chicago being invaded by the U.S. Department of War. He said, you're about to find out why it's called the Department of War. He said that about Chicago, where I live and I work. What are Republicans talking about when they say that one side is trying to create a war zone? Donald Trump literally posted that photo. Let's listen to Senator Mark Wayne Mollen saying, when are the Democrats going to stand up and apologize for this? Again, just remember what Elizabeth Warren said. Democrats have nothing to apologize for. Republicans have been posting these AI images of people getting deported and cities on fire.
They robbed a voice that spoke common sense because of their hatred to people that disagree with them, but yet they're the ones that try to champion free speech. But we're not the ones out there trying to silence them through violence. It's ridiculous, and I know, Sean, that I'm not the only one out there hurting, and I'm not the only one that's upset by this, but when is enough enough? When is the Democrats going to stand up and apologize for the hatred and the lies that they have fed their base?
Let me play this just one more time, because it's very cleansing.
Right. Why don't you start with the president of the United States, right? And every ugly meme he has posted and every ugly word.
Exactly. Then Fox News continues to up the ante. A Fox News guest says, we've had enough of the lies from the left. And she implies they need to start regulating news networks for lying. I just want you to keep in mind, Fox News lost $787 million because they were sued by Dominion voting machines. Dominion voting machines said, you guys lied about election fraud and our machines on air to cover for Trump. And Fox News settled. They settled at that. $787 million, largest defamation lawsuit ever. Take a listen to this.
Family. He encouraged students. So Matthew Dowd deserves to get fired. But this should send a message to the rest of the legacy media that are bringing on these commentators that are spreading this type of hatred, that this is no longer acceptable. This preceded this situation with the hatred and then up leading up to the assassination attempt on President Trump. We've had enough of the lies from the left, and they need to start regulating what is being said on these networks.
John O'Caldwell, what would you like to add to that?
And this is exactly what people meant. So after the shooting happened, I find the shooting to be tragic. Not that I agreed with Charlie Kirk or I'm sitting here mourning Charlie Kirk. No. I just think it's a tragic moment for our country when people who are out and about are getting killed. It's not good. It's not good for anybody. That being said, right away, Republicans started making fun of Democrats who said, this is only going to escalate what the Trump admin does. They are going to use this to escalate. Republicans said, oh, stop whining. Yet every time I turn on Fox News or turn on any right-wing YouTuber or listen to politicians, some of the MAGA politicians have been toning it down, but a lot of them have been sparking the fire, lighting the gas, saying the Democrats are at fault. As I just showed you, Mark Wayne Mollen. It is disturbing, and we need to continue to defuse the situation. I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.